It's Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. On the phone with us again is Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
So today, you're going to talk a little bit about the debate over the original source of the COVID-19 virus.
Yes, I thought today we might go with an international topic. Right now, there's a lot of debate in the news media and politically in Washington around whether or not this virus could have possibly escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, or was this something that naturally got introduced into humans. So as many people know, the World Health Organization sent a team of international scientists there at the beginning of the year, and they spent many weeks interviewing other scientists, looking at the institute, and they concluded that this virus developed naturally. It was not the result of bioengineering by humans, and that's something that we knew already. It's been clear since the beginning that this was not bioengineered by humans. But the question still remains, was it something that was being studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology? That Institute of Virology is the world-leading center for the study of coronaviruses, and that's because coronaviruses that are of concern to us generally develop in bats, and the bat population in that part of China is some of the most significant reservoir for coronaviruses. So it's not surprising that that laboratory is studying coronaviruses, because that's why it's there. So the World Health Organization investigation concluded that it was, quote, extremely unlikely, end quote, that this developed, that this was accidentally or intentionally released from that laboratory. And all the data really is pointing towards this being a natural development that jumped from bats, probably through some intermediary mammal, and then jumped to humans. And we've seen that happen many, many times. It happens with influenza. It happens with the first couple of big coronavirus outbreaks, SARS-1 and MERS, if you remember those back in the early 2000s. And it's most likely that that is the case here. I think that these things become very politicized, and we have to kind of be careful about that. We certainly do want to get to the bottom of it, but at the same time, I think we need to be careful about not over-politicizing. The Miller Report last week focused on some of the data that confirms that it was not bioengineered, and this week's Miller Report will talk a little bit more about the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the debate around whether it was being studied there and accidentally got out, or whether this was naturally introduced into the population.
And Doctor, let's since this really is something to read on a screen or print it out and read it, can you give us your website address so people can go online, for example, and read in detail?
Sure. I put all of my old Miller reports on wmillermd.com.
All right.
WMillerMD.com.
That's basic. It's you can't forget that one. Doctor, thank you very much for this information. And for those who want to sit down and think about it a little bit more, WMillerMD.com. Rogalski here from the Coast.